Coast Radio News for Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. I'm George Henry. The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality has posted an air quality alert for the Florence area until 5 p.m. tomorrow. The DEQ, in conjunction with Lane Regional Air Protection Agency, says winds will continue to bring in smoke from wildfires burning around the state, and conditions are likely to worsen in the afternoon and evening hours. Pollutants in the air can cause burning eyes, runny noses, and can aggravate heart and lung issues. The agencies recommend that you limit your time outdoors. LaRampa says most of the air quality issues are for far eastern Lane County, but residents in the Florence community should be aware in case conditions worsen. This evening is the third annual National Night Out in Florence. The event is intended to shine a light on awareness of police programs such as drug prevention, town watch, neighborhood watch, and other anti-crime efforts. The event will be held from 6 to 9 p.m. at Miller Park and will feature members of the Florence Police Department, Fire and EMS, and other cooperating agencies. It will also be a time to meet city staff and members of the U.S. Coast Guard. It's a family-friendly event. No alcohol or smoking will be allowed. At 5:30 in the park, there will also be a ribbon cutting to commemorate the completion of the new restroom and concession stand. The facility was completed due to several grants from state and local entities, including the Rotary Club of Florence. The numbers for COVID-19 continue to increase around the state and in Lane County. The Oregon Health Authority released their weekend totals last night, and it includes 2,056 cases since Friday evening. Lane County added 305 new cases over the weekend. Florence continues to have increases as well, with four more cases added over the weekend for a total of 333 since the beginning of the pandemic. There has also been a significant increase in hospitalizations. There are now 340 individuals in Oregon hospitals, and 102 patients are in intensive care. These numbers rival those from earlier this year. New cases are mainly being attributed to the Delta variant of COVID-19 and are largely affecting the unvaccinated community. The CDC is recommending mask wearing for all individuals in indoor settings. Due to the increasing amount of COVID-19 cases around the county, Peace Health Hospitals have announced that they are going to restrict access to visitors at their Lane County hospitals. This includes Peace Harbor Hospital in Florence. There are several exceptions to the restricted access and will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis and include two support persons for end-of-life patients, two parents or legal guardians for minor patients, one support person for emergency department patients, and a support person for labor and delivery. One support person is also allowed for help with patient mobility during discharge. These restrictions will be in place for an indeterminate amount of time. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021.